The next topic is realism in Kuli. Mulkraj is a realist of first rate. His realism is unlike the realism of the naturalist like Zola. As a realist, he inheres from the Indian tradition of the novel. He can be compared in this field with Munshi Premchand of Hindi and Charles Dickens of English. Social realism is the dominant strain of his novels. They express his philosophy of realism up to the brim, but at the same time, they also express his dreams. Kuli is a full of realistic episodes, economic determinism, and Anand's dreams and plea for change in society and in human heart. Kuli is written in the vein of a realistic fiction. It is a picture of real life. The solid facts of life has been recapitulated. The illusion of reality of miserable life in Kuli is created by startling realistic narration. It is a well-known fact in India that an orphan is very often maltreated by his uncle and is thrown into the busy stream of life from the very childhood. This is the first stroke of realism. The episodes are realistic, so is the background. The description of the rustic life in the opening of the novel and its contrast with the city life is realistic. The villagers' dreams about the city life are also pictured realistically. The strings of communalism, industrialism, racism are also depicted very realistically. The whole tragic life of Munnu at different places by different people is also presented with realism. According to a critic, there are conflicting opinions among critics about the realism. Philip Henderson, for instance, warns us in his novel Today, London 1936, against judging it as a realistic work, for he says not only do the descriptions of both the pickle factory and the cotton mill betray lack of direct experience on Anand's part, but the whole book and its characters have a vague and amorphous quality. But Dr. R. K. Srinivas Iyengar says that the characters and patterns of action in the Cat Killer's Lane have quite a Dickensian piquancy of realism. The point of fact is that Kuli, being more than a transcript of life, is not only realistic, but the realism here is tinged with or reinforced by the imaginative intensity with which Anand draws the characters and describes scenes and events. This naturally follows that Anand's realism is colored by imaginative coloring. It is a product of experience and imagination. This is evident in the description of coolies. There were only corpses lying around, some on their sides, others on their backs, still others facing downwards, all contracting their limbs to occupy the smallest place, and bound up like knots of anguish, whose every breath seemed to ask the elements for the gift of sleep. In the treatment of rustics also, Anand shows his gift of realism. Professor Nayak says the rustic realism recalls Thomas Hardy at his best. In Kuli, Anand portrays Munnu's suffering like a deterministic materialist. Professor Nagarajan says, Anand sees life in the raw and exposes it mercilessly. Flesh, wounds, blood, and all, shedding sentimentalism, and writes with a fine touch of scorn of social and economic inequalities. Anand's realism is many-sided. He is a realist not only in storytelling and construction of plot, but also in dialogues and setting. His characters seem to speak the language which the people in real life use. He is a social realist. In Kuli, we get an idea of Anand's socialist realism. Anand expresses humanism as the basis of existence on earth. His realistic approach is colored by his sympathy. The speeches of Sauda give an idea of how coolies should live. But the affectionate treatment of Munnu in some places like Simla and Daulatpur, the novelist dreams of more persons like Ratan and Prabha. At the same time, it should be made clear that Anand is nowhere, not even in Kuli, a Marxist whose main aim is socialist realism, as is the case with Russian novelists. What is remarkable about Anand's realism is that it is not an artistic creed but a way of life and approach. In short, Mulkraj Anand presents a real picture of life in Kuli. There is a sense of sincerity and immediacy in his realistic approach to his problems. If the themes here betray a sense of protest, it is a part of realism, because realism is by no means a transcript of life only. The topic realism in Kuli is over.